finance and real estate, which are very related, and most of my friends cross over to both of those. I think it's very like macho, for lack of a better term. Like there's a lot of puffing and saying how great you are and doing all this stuff. And a lot of that comes from like trying to raise capital. Like investors don't want to be invested with people that, you know, admit that they have mistakes or have done something wrong. And so there's a lot of pressure to essentially be perceived or pretend you are infallible.
Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today we have another exciting edition of our segment, Investing Shorts. And I'm so excited to welcome back Mark Massia, a real estate developer, to the show. Welcome back, Mark.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, absolutely. Well, before the show, we were talking a bit about mental health and entrepreneurship, which is such an important topic and something that you're willing to share about. I'd love to hear your anything you want to share about your experience and your reflections on, you know, how that's impacted you.
Yeah, no, thanks for giving me the opportunity. Basically, you know, being an entrepreneur for whatever it's been, 12, 14 years, you know, it's been amazing in a lot of ways, control your own destiny, a lot of things that you read about, but there's also like a very isolating aspect of it because you don't have, you know, people around you all the time or whatever. Especially early on, I was working from home a lot. And so a lot of you may be able to relate to that with the COVID, you know, kind of working from home. And, you know, it became a kind of like echo chamber of isolation. And there were times when it was very difficult for me. And, you know, when I would talk to friends, kind of the other entrepreneurs, most of my friends are real estate entrepreneurs, sadly, but you know, it was kind of an echo chamber. They're like, oh yeah, I'm great. Everything's fine. Best it's ever been. And I finally joined this group, EO, Entrepreneurs Organization, and it's not real estate specific. It's entrepreneur specific, but it really opened my eyes to a lot of things. It's a group totally focused on you know, confidentiality and kind of making it a safe space to share, you know, kind of your flaws and your risks. And what I found was like everybody was dealing with some level of depression or anxiety or, you know, some level of mental health issues. And then it really made me feel like, oh, okay, well, if we're all dealing with it and we're all going to be okay, then it's fine. But it was really hard for me when I felt like I was totally alone. And so, you know, it helped me find my therapist that I go to see now. And that's helped me a lot and helped me, you know, and a lot of my friends. It really, really hit home when one of my friends committed suicide, and he was a really successful, smart, super wealthy guy. And we were all like, what the hell happened? You know, so it was just one of those things where I'm now much, much, much better off than when I was pretending I was so strong and, you know, oh, I have no problems. I've never dealt with depression. I'm, you know, so, and I just kind of feel like it's an important thing to talk about. And, you know, as an entrepreneur and as a skill set, I think it's just, it's an important thing to, you know, no one's perfect and no one's infallible. So, you know, got to own your weakness and get better. So,
yeah, for sure. Why do you think that happens in the real estate space where people feel like they can't, you know, that we need to talk ourselves up or not be vulnerable? Is that something that you think is more specific to real estate? And why do you think it happens there?
I mean, I only have real estate really as my main basis, because I said most of my friends are there and whatever, and that's the world I live in. So I don't know if it's better or worse than other, you know, industries or cultures, but or like work cultures. But I think finance and real estate, which are very related, and most of my friends cross over to both of those. I think it's very like macho, for lack of a better term. Like there's a lot of like puffing and saying how great you are and doing all this stuff. And a lot of that comes from like trying to raise capital. Like investors don't want to be invested with people that, you know, admit that they have mistakes or have done something wrong. And so there's a lot of pressure to essentially be perceived or pretend you are infallible. And I get that. I understand it. And, you know, I don't want to make a lot of mistakes and I don't typically make that many mistakes, but I also think like it's ridiculous to be like, oh, we've never done anything wrong and I've never been sad and I've never, you know, done anything. It's like that to me is just, I mean, it's a lie and it's not helping, because then the people who are suffering or struggling like feel even worse and more isolated. And I think that that's not something that I want to be a part of in terms of perpetuating.
Yeah, for sure. This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-cap.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
Well, that's a really great story. And, you know, I think it is important for everyone to have a space where they can be vulnerable and share those things that maybe you don't feel like you can be so public about. So did you ever find like a developer community that was able, I mean, because there's obviously the real estate investment community, but then there's development, which is very niche, generally speaking. It seems like the problems of the developer are just vastly different in a sense, just because, I mean, the length of the projects are so much longer and all this stuff, you know? So the scale of the problems and, you know, just the construction, everything. So did you ever find like a development community?
Yeah. I mean, ULI is great for that. And I think that's another good point beyond just like the mental game of things, like being in shared circumstances and seeing other people get through is also a big part of that. I mean, that's why I mentioned it, because it's not just a skill set for one part of your life, a skill set for all your life. And so, you know, sometimes it's like just great to be like around somebody and be like, oh man, that's really tough. How'd you get through that? And then so when you come across that, you learn from it. And yeah, Urban Land Institute, ULI, has been a huge part of that, where it's, you know, people that are much more successful doing much bigger projects, and you can kind of just share and, you know, shoot the breeze with people that are in a lot of ways just like you, even though they're doing different things.
For sure. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Mark, for sharing a bit about your history and story with that. I'm glad that, you know, you've been able to find tools and resources and communities to work with that. And I hope everybody else does too and benefits from the story. So please share with the listeners how they can learn more about you and anything else you'd like to share.
Urban Phoenix, urbnphx.com is our website. They can get my contact information and kind of update it on all the projects. And yeah, I'm happy to help in any way I can.
Absolutely. Well, I hope you check out Mark and his firm. They're doing amazing things, building just tons of new product in the Phoenix market and have a lot of other projects going on too. So check them out. Thanks so much for coming on. We'll see you next time.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-C-A-P.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.